pledge of any amount is like a vote for WFMU. It's like a vote for Dave Emery, who is spending his lunch hour from his day job talking to listeners. And I really can't stress to you enough how important it is what Dave was saying before, that when you do, when you're giving yourself for free for hundreds and hundreds and thousands of hours in a program, this really is the opportunity to know that you're getting somewhere, that it's all worth it, that you're getting through to people, is to hear from people during the fun drive. I can't stress that enough. So if you are listening and you have been enjoying Dave Emery, please let us hear from you now in the last 5 minutes of the show at 800-989-9368 or online at WFMU.org. $50, you automatically get the brand new FMU 50th anniversary t-shirt. For $75, you get that, as well as a Dave Emery audio CD, compendium of Nazi and fascist connections to 9/11. And for $150, you get that, plus another one, Curveball, studying the bogus intelligence leading to the Iraq War, as well as a double CD of live music on WFMU. But any amount is welcome here. It's like a vote for Dave. It's like a vote for WFMU. It's saying that the kind of hidden history that Dave Emery talks about here every Tuesday night should be more than a tiny little footnote. It deserves a lot more attention than that, and that's what Dave has been doing here with his For the Record programs for years now. Following 9/11, WFMU was a station that did not back away from Dave. In fact, we stepped forward after 9/11 and decided to become the repository of the For the Record digital archives. Just because we felt that after 9/11, we felt it was that much more important to start talking about the hidden history that led up to that disaster. And I think Laura has more people to thank.
I have people to thank, and we have a question for Dave as well. Miles from Matamoras, Pennsylvania, says it's an interesting program, and he's unemployed pledging anyway. James from Brooklyn is getting your fascist connections to 9/11, as is Peter from Brooklyn. Brandon from Cranford, New Jersey, pledging online and also getting the connections to 9/11, says, question for Dave, and this can be a brief answer, I bet. Since you've been doing For the Record, have you ever had to change your view of a major political event or element that caused your most basic assumptions about the way facts fit together to shift?
No.
No.
That's a great answer.
There you go. Michael.
It's an honest answer.
Michael.
It's not to say that I haven't modified certain views of certain things, but no, basically, when I began in the early 70s, examining the circumstances surrounding President Kennedy's assassination, I came to the conclusion that this country was going fascist, and I came to the conclusion that if the United States went fascist, the rest of the world wouldn't be very far behind. And although I've certainly fleshed out that understanding immeasurably, nothing has occurred, and I have seen nothing that has led me to doubt that initial assumption. I wish I had. I wish I'd rejected that entire initial assumption, but sadly not. And you know, Ken, one of the things that's really nice about the WFMU effort, so to speak, is that an awful lot of people who X number of years ago, or maybe even, well, X number of years ago would have viewed me as a candidate for some of these antidepressant drugs or antipsychotic drugs that are getting so much press, now understand, you know, when I talked about fascism coming to America and described, my people asked me, well, do you consider yourself a conspiracy theorist? No, I consider myself an anti-fascist. And they didn't know an anti-fascist. Well, I didn't know her personally. I heard she was quite a gal. Say, wasn't she related to Pearl Harbor? But now people understand.
Laura, anybody else in there?
Yes, lots of folks. William from Piscataway is weighing in for the Dave Emery program. Wayne from Livingston, New Jersey, getting the Nazi connections to 9/11. Zanny from Vancouver says, way to hold the candle, Dave. What's beautiful about WFMU is the DJs and Dave. You epitomize that distinguishment. Paul from Cranford, New Jersey is weighing in. Michael from Morris Plains is getting the fascist connections to 9/11. Excuse me. John giving part of a mouse pledge towards the Dave Emery program.
Thank you.
John from Ridgewood, New Jersey, also a multiple pledger, and thank you for weighing in here at the Dave Emery program. You know, folks, we have only just a few minutes. 800-989-9368 is the number to call, and pledge online at WFMU.org. Scott from Brooklyn weighing in, Bill from Wharton, New Jersey, and Anna and Noel from Maplewood. That is the list at the moment.
Well, thank you, everybody. Please get your final calls in for Dave Emery as the 2008 50th anniversary fundraising marathon marches on till Sunday night at midnight here in WFMU. The phone number is 800-989-9368. You can pledge online at WFMU.org. Coming up tonight, we have the Old Codger from 7 to 8, and then from 8 to 11 p.m. tonight, we have a very special edition of the best show on WFMU with Ted Leo and Patton Oswalt and Ben Gibbon. Is that it?
Yep.
Ben Gibbon from Death Cab for Cutie. They'll all be here with Tom from 8 to 11 p.m. tonight. The marathon concludes Sunday night from 7 p.m. to midnight with the Hoof and Mouth Symphonia. Please help us reach our goal by Sunday night at midnight. We have a long way to go. We're over $400,000 away. We can get there, but the phones do need to keep ringing. So please make that happen at 800-989-9368 or online at WFMU.org. We have Dave with us for just another 45 seconds or so, and then we have to make room for the Old Codger. Anybody new to thank in there, Laura?
You know, we have some folks on the phone, so they're just going to have to write quickly so we can get these thanks over the air. But folks, we're still accepting calls at 800-989-9368, and we're also working away at the computer at WFMU.org. You can pledge securely there. And if your pledges come in the last wee seconds of this program, they will get counted towards the total for Dave Emery. And he can go back to lunch on the West Coast.
I'm going to go back to work.
Back to work. I'm sorry, back to work.
In fact, they're putting me back into the harness right now. I'm fitting the bit into my mouth, so I'm going to have to talk for these last few seconds with the bit in my mouth. I'm getting ready to pull that bar here. So I want everybody who's listening to this broadcast to do what they can to support WFMU, and I particularly want the West Coast audience who's going to hear this later. When you get home from work, I want you to realize what it means to me, because I'm getting ready to pull the barge, and so I want everybody to do their part to carry the load.
Thanks a lot, Dave. We're going to say goodbye, and we're going to make room for the Old Codger, and tune in next week. Thanks so much for being with us this hour, Dave.
It's a pleasure, as always, and bottom line is, if you don't use it, you're going to lose it. So pledge. 1-800-989-9368, www.wfmu.org. Do it today.
Thanks a lot, Dave.
Thank you.
Okay, Laura, let's do our final thank yous and then make way for the Old Codger.
Yes, Jim from Glen Ridge, he says, fight the power. Victor from New York City, he's getting the Nazi connections to 9/11, as is Kevin from Secaucus, New Jersey. And he says, Dave puts an enlightenment twist on my mind. You're not the only one, Kevin, that feels that way. And thanks, Ken, for letting me, you know, ride shotgun with you today.
Oh, thank you, Laura. Can't wait to get you back on the air on the FM airwaves. You've been doing Wednesday morning 6 to 9 every other
that's
week
right.
on
that's
the web,
right?
Mm-hmm. If you've been missing Laura's Radio Thrift Shop, that's where it is now, Wednesday morning 6 to 9 on the web only. And I do hope and pray that you'll join us back on the regular FM airwaves on a weekly basis this summer.
Hoping.
Okay, this is WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, and WFMU.org. The 2008 fundraising marathon continues next with the Old Codger.
You know, folks, I once made the mistake of thinking that religion was for only certain kinds of people. But I found out different. I came to realize that you don't have to go around looking sad and wearing a long face to be good. And that's what I want you people to understand here and now. I want to show you that you can think right and do right every day of your lives and still have a good time in this world. Well, I'm talking about all of you barflies that revel and wallow in sin. My message comes to you straight from my heart and not from whiskey or gin. The mothers that molded your futures wouldn't be proud of their sons if they saw you as others can see you, just a barfly and a bum. You're one of life's many problems. You're traveling the road to ruin. You're bound to lose your battle with fools. So stop and see what you're doing. Your philosophy comes out of bottles. Rum has made you its slave. They'll soon kick you out of the gutter. Right into our barfly's garage.
Hello, Blossom.
Hey, Courtney, how you doing?
So, you got to explain this to me, that we're supposed to tell the listeners out there, we're not going to play much music.
Well, Courtney, you give and you give and you give. This time, we asked the listeners of Courtney T. Edison's fine radio program to put in a few coins into the hat here.
I don't understand this. We ask people to call and give us money.
Yes, I know that's a foreign concept to you, Courtney.
For nothing.
Well, for something. For something, you've got something to give back.
What? Prizes?
Well, you've got some prizes here. The people at the station, they gave prizes to you to give away.
I'd rather just play the music.
Well, you can play the music,
Why
too.
Why don't we just shut up for an hour and play the music? And maybe people will feel generous, charitable, and give us some money to support the station.
Well, I don't... You know, if you think expect them to feel as generous and charitable as you, we're going to be out of here with the 2 cents. That's it.
Hey, Blossom.
Yes.
You know, I don't know if you listened to me last week. Of course you did.
Oh.
But we don't get any of the money. They don't give it to us. We don't get a cut.
Oh.
I don't think that's fair.
No.
And you know whose idea that was?
I think it was... The hippies?
Station manager Sven... Who's, as far as I'm concerned, he's the other great Satan.
Oh, is he Swedish?
I don't know.
Hmm. Well, anyway, we need some people to...
What if he was?
Well,
do they have a reputation for being Machiavellian and...
Meatballs.
Well, so what, we have to give people a phone number.
1-800-989-9368, and on the internets at WFMU.org.
So people can call us. On this interweb.
They can call you on the interweb, not just your regular phone number.
Well, how do I answer it? There's this keyboard over here. Do I press
We've
the keys?
There's children here to answer the
phone.
Yes,
a lot of youngsters.
Yeah.
Fine-looking people.
Babies.
Jailbait.
Kind of cute.
Yes. And look at these people. I'm smoking cigar stubs older than their shoes.
Well,
Yes, what do we got?
Courtney, let's give away something for the people.
Give it to who? Nobody's giving us any money.
Well, if they call, they'll get in the running to win a prize.
Wait, do I hear a phone ringing?
No.
No, I don't. I don't hear a phone ringing.
1-800-989-9368, WFMU.org. You can pledge online. Support Courtney T. Edison. He's been here longer than the station, I believe.
As a matter of fact, and Blossom came all the way from Brooklyn to come down here to help me. Of course, I came from East Orange. You know, I come down, I push a shopping cart full of my 70 RPM records along Route 280. And sometimes I get run off the road by these big trucks that come along.
Oh,
it's dangerous. It's perilous.
They'll toss you under the trolley without a second thought.
They will. So look, you people go to your telephones right now. I'll give you my number later. My number is 6. Same number I've had since 1892. But don't call that. Call the radio station. The number is 10 or something.
1-800-989-9368. We've got this great prize. And it really, it's like the type of, it's about the music that you like, Courtney. It's Stardust Melodies.
We should point out, we're not giving away any of these compact discs because we don't believe in them.
No, this is printed on paper. Stardust Melodies by Mr. Wilfried Wall.
Yes,
he's an important writer.
I've met him. He's a fine fellow. He's young, but he's a journalist. He's a writer, he's an author, and he's a historian about this great music.
It's a biography of 12 of America's most popular songs. Good ones. Stardust, the St. Louis Blues, Mac the Knife, and on and on and on. 1-800-989-9368 or pledge online at WFMU.org. Tell the codger you like what he does.
And if you get that book, you will see that our fingerprints are not all over it. It's not dog-eared. It's wrapped in plastic.
Yeah, plastic.
To keep it antiseptic. Mm-hmm. So we don't get our germs all over it.
Why don't you play some music already,
Well,
Courtney?
I've got some... Blossom chose a lot of the music for this marathon fundraising program. She picked some Rose Chichi Murphy. So shall I play Rose?
Oh, she was a good one, Rose Chichi Murphy.
This is a beautiful disc. You kept this one in very good condition.
Yes, yes.
Very clean.
Rose Chichi Murphy.
Yes.
She played a little piano. She sang a little song. She was sweet. Nice.
Well, let's hear it. And you people go to your telephones and call 800-989-9368 and give money to WFMU. And maybe you'll win a book.
Every time it rains, it rains.
Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven? You'll find your fortune falling all over town. Be sure that your umbrella upside down, speedy, trade them for a package of sunshine and flowers. If you want the things you love, speedy. So when it starts to thunder, don't run under a tree. There'll be pennies from heaven, you and me.
Outside of that, I've no use for dough. It's a root of all evil, most laughing of evil. But I'm certain, honey, that life would be sunny. Sunny, honey, money and you.
Hey, Blossom, your D78 sound wonderful.
Oh, Courtney. You know I love polishing them up just for you.
You buff them really good.
Yeah.
So, Brian Turner, the other great Satan, told me that he's sort of little great Satan. He told me I've got to raise over $35 on this program or I can't continue.
Well, you know, Courtney, part of the reason is because they need to keep the elevators working here and for an old coot like you.
Yeah, I don't do
what if the elevator didn't work? You never get up here to do your show.
I don't do stairs the way I used to.
1-800-989-9368 is the WFMU Marathon. Call now or pledge online at WFMU.org. Let Courtney know you love what he does.
Yes, we have a special prize.
Oh,
premium. So called a premium.
They call it a premium. It's newfangled. But I got a sneak peek of it. It's a pin-up calendar of Courtney T. Edison.
As a matter of fact, yes. It's a pin-up calendar. It's a special edition calendar that you will get if you pledge, what is it, $75?
$75 or more, you automatically get the Courtney T. Edison pin-up calendar, and he's wearing his goddess
as
in it.
As a matter of fact.
Girls, he's wearing his goddess in the calendar.
Some very suggestive poses. But it's a special, it's a 1925 calendar that also works for 2009, because that's when we'll have it finished, in time for 2009. So we will send you the 1925, 2009 Old Codger calendar. It's an old
Courtney,
codger.
Courtney, you think of everything.
It's the old codger snake oil
you
calendar.
You know what? We've got some people that we'd like to acknowledge.
Well, you know, I'm hoping to hear. I'm sorry to interrupt you there, Blossom, as I always do, of course.
Well,
and as you always let me, because you're so polite.
Because you're the man and I'm the woman.
Yes. Red Butler, if you're out there, I want to hear from you. Rummy. Rummy's probably passed out. It's after 7 o'clock. He's no good anymore.
Fluffy!
Woody, Fishcakes, Clooney, and my agent, Lola Bell Pancake. I'd like to hear from her. So who do we
heard from some folks already, and I think this is pretty funny, if you don't mind my interjecting. David from Mount Tabor, New Jersey. And you know what he says?
Well, what did he say?
He says, thank you, Mac.
Oh, he thinks I'm Mac. Is that it?
Yes.
Mac, how could he confuse the two of us?
Yes.
Mac is a pup.
Yes.
Well, I guess we sound alike.
I take a little bit of joy in that.
Well, I've been mentoring Mac, you know. I've been teaching him a lot about radio because I've been in radio since 1924.
Well, listener Casey has another interesting comment. He says, this is for Tom Sharpling and WFMU. Keep up the fantastic work in the coming year, and he'd like to express his thanks for the fantastic podcast. You don't even know what a podcast is, Courtney, and he's going to get your
podcast
calendar.
Okay, well, whatever you say.
Anthony from
have we made $35 yet?
Oh, I think we're pushing maybe a couple hundred already.
Right, that's pretty good.
Anthony from Jersey City, and he's going to get your calendar.
Excellent, Oogie Wawa, if you're out there, Oogie.
And Anthony came in again with another nice pledge. He upped his pledge.
Well, thank you.
Oh, here's one that's going to warm the cockles of your little heart.
My cockles are vibrating right now. They're warming up.
Oh, yeah, the last time I saw your cockles.
I've got a fever. I'm getting really overwhelmed.
WFMU's own Terry T., a long, tall glass of water, I might add, says that she has a crush on the old codger, and she has pledged some money.
She's a little young for me, but she's a hot patootie, that Terry T.
Oh, yeah.
I saw her before. She was out there. I think she's married to that guy who's on after me.
The hippie. And we
sharp-dart hippies.
Oh, my goodness. Peter from Brooklyn, very generous pledge, getting your calendar and a whole lot more. We also heard from Graham in Australia.
Graham, huh? Graham. Graham in Australia.
Yes.
How did he listen to us?
But he'd rather have a Mr. Fine Wine t-shirt instead of your calendar, Courtney. You know, you can do that, folks, if you'd like to swap it out or
whatever.
Wait
a minute. How is he listening to us in Australia? I don't understand. I'm very confused.
It's the Dadburn Internet.
Well, is that what it's all about? Well, you people call us on the Internet at 989-9368 to pledge for the Old Codger radio program on WFMU. I don't get the money. Blossom doesn't get it, but the radio station does.
You know what? He takes it right down the street to the liquor store. For some hooch!
Yes, look, you people out there.
Oh, listener Fred in Brooklyn says, keep the foundation of recorded sound strong.
Dad, I'm a walking archive, Fred.
We're going to give away that wonderful Stardust book right now because we have a lot of people here. All right.
Yes, there's a few people call up and pay the radio station $75. You will get the Old Codger 1925-2009 pin-up calendar.
Hey, David. David in Mount Tabor, New Jersey. He's going to get the Stardust.
A bully for you, David.
Bully!
Shall we give him some music? We've got Les Paul, Mary Ford here. This is another one of yours. I understand it's very clean. I listened to this one before.
All right, and then we're going to give away some more stuff.
Got to crank up the old Victrola here. Give that phone number again.
1-800-989-9368 or pledge online. WFMU.org. Get in the running now for Stomp and Swerve. American Music Gets Hot.
That's another book. There's Blossom here and the Old Codger here till 8 o'clock on the fundraising WFMU fundraiser.
The moon belongs to everyone. The best things in life are free. The stars belong to everyone. They gleam there for you and me. The flowers in spring, the robins that sing, sunbeams that shine, they're yours, they're mine, and love can come to everyone. The best things in life are free.
Temptation. So, sister, open the doors of that little safe of yours and get it into circulation. Give some to Jack, give some to Mac, give some to my cousin in Hackensack. Don't save it too long. Don't save it too long. If you save it too long, it won't do you much good. Give some to the grocer, spread it where you can. Even give some to the fuller brush man. Don't save it too long. Don't save it too long. If you save it too long, it won't do you much good. Guns that are idle soon lose their power. Remember that sweet cream quickly turns sour. Don't save it too long. Don't save it too long. If you save it too long, it won't do you much good. Some to the poor, to the stuffed shirts. Give, give, sister, give till it hurts. Don't save it too long. Don't save it too long. If you save it too long, it won't do you much good. Give to the captain, give to the crew, but give it for free, whatever you do. Don't save it too long. Don't save it too long. Don't save it too long, it won't do you much good. Once you've done it, it won't be so bad. But if you don't do it, you wish that you had. Don't save it too long. Don't save it too long. If you save it too long, it won't do you much good.
Well, back here. And did Red Butler call yet with the pledge?
No. I think Red's kind of soused right now, if you might. I mean, let's see, it's 7:20. He's been in the bars already for 2.5 hours, Courtney.
Well, I hope somebody's calling, because otherwise we're going to be in big trouble, you know, if we don't make money.
They might finally kick you out on your tuchus.
They might. I hope not, because I'm the only one here. I'm the reason why the station has such great ratings. You know, I saw the ratings on this program, and everyone in the world listens to this program except a bunch of stupid Arabs who are probably terrorists and are offended by people having a good time with great old music.
You can't talk like that these
Why
days,
not?
Courtney. You just can't.
Well,
put a lid on
I'm
it.
I'm getting angry now because the phones are not ringing. I'm playing all this great music. I mean, look, I got to admit, Bob Blossom, when you're around, I feel lyrical. You know, you bring out the poet in me. So I'm going to calm down right now because Blossom is here in the studio.
1-800-989-9368 or pledge online at WFMU.org. You're listening to the marathon at WFMU, and Courtney T. Edison is on the air each and every other Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 to bring you the best in... Oh, I don't know what you want to call it. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. And, you know, some people have checked in. We've got a listener, Paul, from Chatham. And he says, nothing like Les Paul and Mary Ford to bring out the donor in him. I think, you know, Courtney, didn't you have a little thing for Mary Ford back in the day?
Yes. You better not. Les is still around. You better keep it quiet.
And listener Tom from, Baltimore. Baltimore, all the way down, says H.L. Mencken and me sitting around drinking whiskey.
1524 Holland Street. Yes, I knew H.L. Mencken very, very well.
Yes, and he's sitting around listening to the old codger. And he's in the running for this fantastic prize, Stomp and Swerve, American Music Gets Hot, from 1843 to 1924. Great book, even though it's paperback. And we also heard from, Gaylord and Kathleen.
Well, I know them. They're fine people.
He's getting your calendar. Gaylord and Kathleen, they're getting your calendar. They says, is the rumor true about Courtney, several suffragettes, and Trixie Fraganza?
You people think because I'm old, I'm over the hill.
The word got around.
I got news for you. I have been over the hill. I went down the other side and came back around, and I then went up it again 3 times already.
Oh, you know, you always think you're going up, Courtney, but...
There's these young men using Viagra to do what men should be doing as well-adjusted animals. I don't need Viagra. You just put on a Sophie Tucker 78, and I'm aroused. And the only way to de-arouse me is to put on a Dave Emery show or something.
And what's that certain type of hooch that you're particularly fond of? As if I need to ask.
Well, I call it St. Rita's juice.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, it's a form of whiskey, yes.
Oh.
And, of course, my favorite cigar is a Rancho Malario. Give me a Rancho Malario and a little glass of St. Rita, and I'm fine for an evening, and a Sophie Tucker 78, or a stack of them even.
Oh, Courtney, you wax poetical all the time.
Like I said, Blossom, you make me feel lyrical.
You know, some people, they just need to open up their coin purse, let the moths fly out, and then reach in, pull out a few coins, and call us at 1-800-989-9368, or pledge online on the internet at WFMU.org. We make it easy. We're going to give away this book in just a minute. And, you know, it's nice hanging out with you, Courtney.
Yes,
you and
the
me,
radio.
We go way back like rockers.
Yes. So, look, we want you people to call on the telephone. You can call on the computer, too. What's the phone number on the computer?
WFMU.org.
Where's the numbers?
1-800-989-9368. They don't have numbers on the computer.
Okay, now, if you pay us $75... then you get the calendar, the 1925-2009 Old Codger Snake Oil Pin-Up Calendar. 1925 was a fine year. That was Babe Ruth's, his hot dog year, they used to call it. It was his hot dog season.
I wouldn't know about that. I just know about the buns.
Wall Street was a-booming in 1925.
Oh, they've let it go to hell in a handbasket these days. Hey, Robert
Calvin
checked
Coolidge.
In.
Sorry.
Warren G. Harding.
No, he was dead by then.
Oh. Listener Robert checked in, and you know what? He's going to get the Old Codger pin-up calendar.
Oh, you're going to... Don't worry, Robert. I'm not naked in any of those pictures.
Oh, my goodness. A real hot potato tomato... I said potato. She's a tomato. She's a hot tamale.
Who's that?
Therese.
Oh, yes. I've met her before.
Listener Therese.
Fine lady.
Yes,
she volunteers around here, understand.
She says the codger may be old, but I bet he can still do a mean Lindy.
As a matter of fact, considering that I have a bum gam, yes, I can, as a matter of fact. Hey, Oogie Wawa, if you're out there and you're not already plush to the scuppers, maybe you can go to your telephone and dial, put your finger in the hose and make circles. Right now, 1-800-989-9368, pledge for the Old Codger on the radio.
And we also heard from Karen and John in Woodside. And, they say they have a very special message for you, Courtney. They say, Hacha!
Yes. So I got I got some more music to play. I'll play a song.
And then we'll give this book away and we'll give away some more things.
Yes, you people, you go to your phones right now, call, you go to your computers. However you make a phone call on a computer, I don't know. But $75. You pay us $75 and we will give you the Old Codger 1925-2009 calendar. Okay, Blossom?
Yes.
Okay, I got some more of your 78s here. This is Van and Skank, isn't it?
Ain't
we got fun?
Van and Shank.
Yes, or Skank, whatever their name is pronounced.
Bill collectors gather round and rather haunt the cottage next door. Men the grocer and the butcher's fence, men who call for the rent. But within a happy chappy and his bride of only a year seem to be so cheerful, here's an earful of the chatter you hear. Every morning, every evening, ain't we got fun? Not much money, oh, but honey, ain't we got fun? The rent's unpaid, dear, we haven't a fuss. But smiles are made, dear, for people like us. In the winter, in the summer, don't we have fun? Times are bum and getting bummer, still we have fun. There's nothing sure, the rich get rich and the poor get children. In the meantime, in between time, ain't we got fun? Just to make their trouble nearly double, something happened last night. To the chimney a gray bird came, Mr. Stalk is his name. And I'll bet you pins a pair of twins just happened in with a bird. still there, very gay and merry, just that dawning I heard. Every morning, every evening, don't we have fun? Twins and pairs, dear, come in pairs, dear, don't we have fun? We've only started as Mama and Pop. Are we downhearted? I'll say that we're not. Landlord's mad and getting madder. Ain't we got fun? Times are bad and getting better. Will we have fun? There's nothing surer. The rich get rich and the poor get laid off. In the meantime, in between time, ain't we got fun?
Don't want no loving, don't want no kissing, don't want no gal to call me honey. Don't want my name in a hall of fame, I just want a big fat pile of money. Give me that almighty dollar for that lettuce, hear me holler. Give me buckets for the ducats, let me walk around and waller. In Mazuma, El Dinero, wanna be a millionaire. Give me money, 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 money. I want that green ammunition, that's the stuff for which I'm wishing. Fill my closet with deposits, I'm a demon in addition. Give me shekels, give me pesos, let me see their smiling faces. Money, 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 money. I wanna get me a suit that's made out of loot and whistle the wearing of the green. I got that monetary itis, like to be just like King Midas. Want that golden touch, that's what I mean. Give me that old double eagle, want that tender that is legal, and financially, substantially, any sum I can inveigle. Want to live in regal splendor with that loving legal tender. Give me money, 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 money. Please have mercy on these pathetic whiners at WFMU. 1-800-989-9368. I'm a greenback collector. I'm a paper bill inspector. I'm a savage for that cabbage. Man, to me, it's golden nectar. Pour that filthy lucre on me. Spread those loving germs upon me. Give me money, 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 money. Just let me roll around upon it. Stuff those bank rags in my bonnet. Any kind. This awesome president has got his picture on it. Let me feel it. Let me hold it. Let me sit down and hold it. Give me money, money, money. I want a carload of cash, the kind I can stash. A vat full of vodka or dough. You know your banker never lets it matter whereabouts you get it, that you got it, boy. That's all he wants to know. Give me treasure I can measure, cause that's my idea of pleasure. Give me wampum, gild, or gitus, let me count it at my leisure. Let me live in legal splendor with that loving legal tender. Give me money, 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 money. And if they ever plant trees of E. Pluribus Unum, I wanna be that guy that they send out to prune them. Money, 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 money. Give me money. I want money. Lots and lots of money. Money, 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 money. Man, that was one of my greatest hits. I was much younger when I recorded that, but that was recorded on a 78 RPM disc that Blossom put through her cleaning machine.
Oh, Courtney, you don't sound a day over 83.
Thank you. So, we gave away a book.
We gave away a book to listener Tom in Baltimore, and we also have a couple more people to thank. Eli? Oh, and my goodness, you're not going to believe this. Eli?
Did Red Butter finally call?
No, no, I'm sure he's still in line at the payphone down at McCluskey's. But this'll make you happy. Eli from Saranac, New York, 9 years old, Courtney, has pledged to your show.
9 years old? Then he's an embryo. Nine?
He's a little...
Well, Eli, hope...
Just a tadpole.
Up there in Saranac. I remember Saranac. It's where Christy Mathewson went to die.
Oh.
As a matter of fact, yes, in 1925, as a matter of fact. The same year as my calendar. It's a 1925, 2009 Old Codger, Snake Owl, Oil, pinup calendar that you will win if you pay WFMU $75 by dialing the phone number.
We also heard from Jed. Jed's in Brooklyn, New York, my neck of the woods, says...
Jed's a good old name, too, Jed.
There you go.
Don't have too many Jeds around nowadays. Back when I was, a few years ago, there were plenty of Jeds. It was a great name.
He says, part of a larger pledge, he says the old codger should have 2 shows on the air.
That's all?
Yes, that's all. And you know what? If you don't give any money to the codger now, we won't even have any electricity.
I want to broadcast. What did the youngster say? I want to be broadcasting 7/24. Yes. I got some advice for you listeners out there. Look, got some advice. How to stay healthy. Listen up. Put that bottle down. I want you to floss. Just floss every day. Drink fluids. Eat roughage. Exercise. Get some fresh air, crank up the Victrola, and pledge to WFMU for the old codger. Pledge now so you don't have to pledge during Sharpie Sharpling Show.
1-800-989-9368 or pledge on the internet at WFMU.org. And we've got another prize.
That Sharpling is a knave.
What's a knave?
It's a knave. He's a poltroon, as a matter of fact.
What do you think you are, William F. Buckley or something?
I'll explain later off the air. Give away another prize or something.
All right. Speaking of electricity, this is very apt. We've got Thomas Edison for kids.
Well, that's for Eli then. Maybe Eli should win it automatically because he's 9 years old.
Well, if we don't get any more callers, then that just might well happen.
Yes, the phones are dead. I'm very uncomfortable right now. You know, what's great about WFMU, if you people would already realize it, compared to all the other radio stations, we have greater integrity. Isn't that worth something?
It's worth a little something.
Of course, it doesn't apply to 95% of the people on the air here. Me and Laura, who was on before, when she was on playing her music. And Mac is good, and Jerry Faber, he's fine. And so, Dave Spaz, I kind of like some of his stuff. He's okay. And that Monica lady, who when she used to be on Fridays, was really good. She played a lot of great old music, but I understand it was not 78 she was playing.
Oh, well.
Why'd you take her off the air? She was great.
Courtney, there's a, you know, this station
something is... smells rotten around here.
WFMU moves in strange and mysterious ways, Courtney. 1-800-989-9368 or pledge online at WFMU.org. This is the time, folks, only once a year that Courtney asks you to give a little something back, even though, as you well know, he's not the most giving person in the world himself.
I may not be giving, but I'm gifted.
You're gifted,
and
all right.
And don't look a gifted horse in the mouth, is what they say.
All right. So, Courtney, what do you got next?
Should I play some more music?
Why don't you play some more music and put a sock in it?
Okay. Look, you people, I'd put a sock in it if the telephones would ring. There's so many telephones in there.
Well, we've got a couple people. Yeah, we've got a whole room full of young whippersnappers here.
Yeah, I had them install rotary dial phones for this program only.
Oh.
Okay, let's go back to the music. The phone number is 800-989-9368.
It's a good day. A good day for singing. That means Evelyn, Dean, Eldon, Tiny.
It's a good day for singing a song. And it's a good day for moving along. Yes, it's a good day. How could anything be wrong? A good day from morning till night. And it's a good day for shining your shoes. And it's a good day for losing the blues. Everything to gain and nothing to lose. A good day from morning till night. I said to the sun, good morning, sun. Rise and shine today.
You know you gotta get going if you're gonna make a showing. And you've got to ride away. Cause it's a good day
for paying your bills. And it's a good day for curing your ills. So
good day from morning till night.
I believe the show's almost over.
That was a good one. Who is that?
That was Marion Abernathy.
Oh, that's right.
You should know.
I should.
You gave me the 78th.
I know. I don't start in on me.
So you're making me feel lyrical again.
Oh, Courtney, wait till after the show. We'll go back to Brooklyn.
So we gave away the Thomas Edison for Kids book.
We did. Eli got it. Eli, you got a book.
I like you, Eli. You're scrappy. Yes, enjoy the book. You're going to learn about Thomas Edison and about electricity and the invention of the phonograph, which is about the time I started in radio.
Hey, we heard
that?
From...
Something's ringing.
That's a ringing.
That's a very pleasant sound.
It's a telephone.
I like that.
We heard from
I'll
a couple more people at 1-800-989-9368. People are calling up to say how much they love you, Courtney, and they're checking in online at WFMU.org.
The feeling's mutual.
Hey, Charles from Montclair.
Chuck. Charlie.
Charles.
Chaz. Love you.
He's getting the Courtney T. Edison pinup calendar for 2009.
That Charlie has no shortcomings. only Long Cummings.
Oh.
That's what I like about him.
And we also heard from listener Steve in Dunwoody, yes. Georgia.
Yes, Steve signed a petition to make Surface Noise the national anthem. Thank you very much, Steve.
Well, he says the old codger is the chopper.
Yes, the chopper. I'm writing that one down. I like that. The chopper.
Oh, and we heard from a couple of very dear friends of the station, Max and Bill.
Yes, I know them.
In New York.
You know, they are 94 years old, but they look like they're in their 40s.
Oh.
They've been listening a long time.
Well, they say 40 is the new 100.
Something like that. 130 is the new 80, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, my goodness. This is part of a larger pledge for the mouse pledge.
I don't want people pledging mouses.
What?
No mice. We don't need rodents around here. We need your money.
And
money.
And let's see now. We also, you know, I should let you know that we've got these great prizes that we just put up here for people who call 1-800-989-9368 or pledge online at WFMU.org already. Let's see now. The Moondog. We gave away the Moondog biography and the T-shirt together.
We're running out of time.
So, yeah.
No, but we'll draw for them separately because I did
a separately. T-shirt. So one person's going to get a Moondog large T-shirt.
That's a picture of Moondog on it. There's no music on it.
Which Moondog himself would not have been able to see, but I'm sure it's fabulous. And then a fantastic book by Robert Scotto, The Moondog Biography.
Yeah, it's a Viking of 6th Avenue. I used to know Louis T. Harden, a.k.a. Moondog. Used to see him playing on the streets of Manhattan. A fine fellow used to go visit him upstate New York and lived in a little cave there. A little and a shack that he built.
Was he near that guy that put the black shoe polish on his head? You know who I'm talking about.
Remind me.
That fellow that used to loiter on Avenue of the Americas.
Whoever, yes, sure.
Well, all right. We've got two prizes, so two people could get in the running now in the next 10 minutes. 1-800-989-9368. Pledge online at WFMU.org. Tell Courtney T. Edison that you love what he does.
Courtney the Chopper Edison. Chopper is my middle name now.
And that when he schleps down here every other week with his vintage 78s, that you love hearing him and you love hearing his music, this is the time to let him know.
You people, you know that I'm doing the kind of radio that you love. That's why you're tuned in, because you didn't tune in just to hear Blossom and I have a conversation here. You want to hear the great music. And unfortunately, I've been told that unless we get people to pay for the radio, then they're going to take us off the air. So people call the telephone. Right now, the operators are standing by. They're very attractive people. You can talk to them. You can ask them
college
out on a date. College kids, yes. You can ask them out on a date, and you can phone them somehow over the computer, if you have a computer.
If you have a computer, but folks, we need to hear from you now. 1-800-989-9368. Pledge online at WFMU.org. This is the last 8.5 minutes of the Old Codgers Marathon Show 2008. And this is the first full year he's been doing it, right? I mean, you know, it's a regular show.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I applied for a full-time show in 1984.
And you were denied.
I was denied year after year by the programming committee here. I don't know why. I can't fathom it. But anyway, they finally saw fit. You know what happened? They saw somebody twisted Brian Turner's arm. And it hurt.
Oh.
And it hurt. And finally he realized the only way to make the pain stop would be to give Courtney a regular every other week radio show.
And you know, Courtney also has a very special place in WFMU's history, because if you look at the WFMU website, frequently you will see his handsome visage
yes,
adorning the WFMU homepage. He's almost like a mascot here.
Yes, some of those photos will be on the calendar that you can win for $75 paying to the station.
Now you've got a picture of you in your garters. You've got a picture of you in your...
Don't scare people, Blossom. Don't scare people.
Well, I mean, this is... It's what those kids call a turn-on.
There are a couple of swimsuit photos, okay? Yes, they're a little scary to some people. Other people will truly appreciate a physique of a man who by now should have expired 6 times over.
Oh.
As far as I'm concerned, I do not have a sell-by date.
Oh.
I'm going to play another song right now because you brought along all these great 78s. We should play them. There's something.
Play some music, and folks, get in the running for the last two prizes of the show, the Moondog biography and the Moondog T-shirt. And the number is 1-800-989-9368. Pledge online now at WFMU.org.
This is a very appropriate song. It's called Buzz Me. We want you to buzz us at 800-989-9368. This is Sippy Wallace with Buzz Me. Hey, Blossom, they're telling me I gotta fade out to 78. Blossom, pick up.
What?
They said I got to fade out to 78.
Oh, they said you got to fade out.
Said I got to make way
fade
for
fade away and fade.
So, hey, look.
We've got a couple minutes left.
Wait, why don't you read
it? You tell that Tom Sharpling to just hold on.
He's a whippersnapper.
Him and his ilk.
He's a whippersnapper.
They're already overflowing in here.
Look at him. That big guy in pantaloons.
Guitars.
Knickers. Swearing. Okay. Read the names of the people we have to thank.
All right. Okay. We've got a lot of people to thank. We've got listener Christopher in Brooklyn. He says, does the old codger do children's birthday parties?
Well, as a matter of fact, for the right fee. I will. You got to speak to my agent, Lola Bell Pancake.
Well,
she's
you know,
in the phone book.
Now, I understand there's something about Megan's Law that might be preventing you from doing that. We heard from listener Neil in New York. He says, Courtney, keep on codging. Listener Evan in Philly, checking in. He's in the running for the prizes. Listener Tim in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. Any chance you can change Fuzzy's name back to Fudgy? It suits him better, and that's what he's used to the codger calling him. This pledge is part of his 50th anniversary prize account.
By the way, Fudgy's been very quiet this evening.
Fudgy's at home chewing on the mailman's leg. We heard from listener Andy.
Mailman, that's redundant.
In Utica, the codger is the most refreshing show on the electric internet. Cheers and yowza.
Yes,
from Utica, New York.
Now, who's that from Utica?
That's from Andy.
Andy in Utica. He called me refreshing, yes.
Listener Chuck in Englewood.
Chuck.
Nice pledge. He's going to be getting the codger calendar. And let's see here.
He didn't give us a bunch of mice, did he?
No. We also heard from listener PJ in New York says, would like to contact Dave Emery. Well, we'll see what we can do.
Yes, I can arrange that, PJ.
Oh, my goodness. The lovely and lilting DJ Laura. She's one of the few people that you like, and she says...
Well, I like a lot of these people. I just don't like the radio shows.
From your former co-host, Laura Cantrell.
Yeah, she and I did a fundraiser back in 1993.
And let's see...
Before half of the listeners of the station were born.
We've also got, oh my goodness, a very special pledge just came in. Listener Thomas from Vancouver, that's up in Canada. This is what they call a Mouse of Today pledge, Courtney. Mouse of Today.
I never understand this.
He's going to get a bunch of your calendars.
So this mouse...
Very generous.
This is U.S. currency, this mouse?
It is. And NAFTA notwithstanding, you know, the people in Canada like us.
I like the people up in Canada. They made some good music.
A lot of people also pledging before the marathon. Listener Aaron in California, Howard in New York, Tony in Round Lake, Illinois, Patrick in Seattle, Joe in Summit, New Jersey. We heard from Lou in New Jersey.
Well, these people are all old codger listeners.
Put a sock in it, Courtney. Let me finish. Gary in Clinton, Andy in New Jersey, Jason in Mississippi, Brian in New York, and Cheese Snob Wendy up in Brattleboro.
Yes, hello, Wendy.
So now we're gonna get these last two prizes given away, and then we're gonna clear the decks for the hippies to come in.
Yes, that Tom Sharpling, he's the big cashew on Nutball Island, but he's coming in here. I'm gonna try and stop him, but he's bigger than me.
Well, we'll see about that.
So who wins the Moondog? We'd give it the T-shirt or the book.
The T-shirt goes to Max and Bill in New York.
They're going to love that. There's two of them. There's one shirt. It's a large. They can wear it together.
And the Moondog book goes to Steve in Dunwoody, Georgia.
He's the one who signed the petition to make Surface Noise the national anthem.
And you know what, Courtney? I know you'd forget about this, but I didn't. I want to thank everyone in the phone room for helping out. We've got Jerry, Michael, Gordon, Barbara, Evan, and Chad. All these great college kids.
Yeah, the phone is ringing. Make sure that is on my toner.
They're getting ready for Tom Sharpling.
Okay, you stay tuned. This is Blossom. Thank you very much.
Oh, Courtney.
You make me feel lyrical. Okay, stay tuned for Sharpling on WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope.
best radio show ever.
Hey, who's this?
Well, I am Buddy Swales, Governor of Alabama.
Hi, it's Gerald Perlmutter.
Tom Sharpling, Governor of Party.
Hey, Tom, it's Purple Sir.
Hey, Tom, it's Mark Michaels.
This is Richard Collard from Chicago.
What's your name?
Barrington.
Barrington. And well, what's inside the tube?
Fire. Why? Maurice Kern?
Horrifying.
Hey, Tom, it's Bruce.
Tommy?
Who's this?
Gingivitis.
Gingivitis?
Yes, they have Rick Maloney at the Wawa. I go to
what? I hate you.
It's Peter.
Hey, it's Steinberg.
Mm-hmm.
You are creepy and I'm hanging up on you. Boing.
Roger Devil.
My name is Ollie Farinacci.
I'll say it. You'll hear it. You'll do it. I'll get it. You'll learn it. I'll live with it and you'll die without it.
Smash or trash.
Derek, I'm calling from Newcomb.
Good day.
What's up, Tom? This is Tristan.
Hey, it's Michelle.
Yeah, Tom, this is Jim Riffle. How you doing?
When I get to do the toilet talk now.
The vaudeville of the new century.
My name is Tom Riley. I'm calling from New Zealand.
Hey, man.
Tent don't stand without the tent pole. It's a tent pole show.
Hey, this is Ted Leo.
What? This is Petey from the future.
Hi, Tom. It's DJ Terry T.
Hey, from Knoxville.
Super caller.
Officer Tom.
My name is Mike Sajak.
Get off my phone. I don't care.
Hey, this is Zippy Pants, man.
I'm going to go to bed now, Fopper.
Hey, Tom. It's Gord.
Hey, Gord. How are you?
I was in a band in the early 90s. My name's Jerry Page.
Tom, my name is Jeffrey Ludell. It's a fat, diseased, wild orangutan, isn't it?
The disenfranchised have a home now. I'm
the hero of the disenfranchised. That's right! WFMU Marathon Week 2. We are here doing it. 800-989-9368. We've got a show planned for you tonight. Everybody's here. Ted Leo's here. Patton Oswalt's on his way. Ben Gibbard is here, everything. But we got to get those phones ringing, 800-989-9368 or WFMU.org. Let's keep it going, people. Get off to a good start. We can have a lot of fun. No calls, no fun. Very simple. What more can I say?
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Turn the music up, turn me down. Cool. Let's go get him again. This time is for the money, man. Brooklyn, stand up.
Never been a nigga this good for this long, this hood, or this pop, this hot, or this strong, with so many different flows. This one's for this song. The next one I switch up. This one will get bit up. He's too lazy to make up. They crazy, they don't paint pictures, they just trace me. You know what? Soon they forget where they pluck. They whole style from then try to reverse the outcome. I'm like, huh? I'm not a biter, I'm a writer for myself and others. I say a big verse, I'm only bigging up my brother, bigging up my barrel. I'm big enough to do it, I'm that barrel. Plus I know my own flow is foolish. So the rings and things you sing about, bring them out. It's hard to yell when the barrel's in your mouth. I'm in new sneakers, dual seaters, few divas. What more can I tell you? Let me spell it for you. W-I-L-L-I-E. Nobody truer than H-O-V. And I'm back for more. New York's ambassador, prime minister, back to finish my business up. Moving wet off the step, purple rain in the drought. Stuckin' on, brushing off my shirt, but ain't nothing on my clothes. Set my chain, my name, Young H.O. Pitch the yay faithful. Even if they patrol, I make payroll. Benz paid for, friends they roll. Private jets down to Turks and Caicos. Chris caseloads, I don't give a one life to live, I can't let a day go by without me being fly fresh to death. Head to toe to the day I rest. And I don't wear jerseys, I'm 30 plus. Give me a crisp pair of jeans, button ups. S dots on my feet make my sight complete. What more can I say? Google, play the beat. We gon' let this ride into the hook.
I'ma snap my fingers on this.
What more can I say to you?
Get my grown man on.
Let's go. Now you know your is Willy when they got you in the mag for like half a Billy, and your ain't Lily White. That mean that you write must be illy. Either that or your flow is silly. It's both. I don't mean to boast, but damn if I don't brag, gon' act like I ain't on it. The Martha Stewart, that's far from Jewish, far from a Harvard student, just had to do it. And no, I'm not through with it. In fact, I'm just previewing it. This ain't the show, I'm just EQing it. 1-2, and I won't stop abusing it. The groovy girl, stop false accusing it. Back to the music, the Maybach roof is translucent. Got a problem, Houston? What up, B? They can't shut up me. Shut down I, not even P.E. I'm a ride. God forgive me for my brash delivery, but I remember vividly what these streets did to me. So picture me, let these clowns nitpick at me. Paint me like a pickaninny. I would literally kiss T.T. in the forehead. Tell her please forgive me to squeeze into your forehead. I'm not the one to score points off. In fact, I got a joint to knock your points off. Young, over the garden, blasphemy. I'm at the Trump International, ask for me. I ain't never scared. I'm everywhere, you ain't never there. Why would I ever care? Pound for pound, I'm the best to ever come around here. Excluding nobody, look what I embody. The soul of a hustler, I really ran the street. A CEO's mind, that marketing plan was me. And no, I ain't get shot up a whole bunch of times. Or make up in a whole bunch of lines. And I ain't animated like, say, a Busta Rhyme. But the real you get when you bust down my lines. Add that to the fact I went plat a bunch of times. Times that by my influence on pop culture, I supposed to be number one on everybody's list. We'll see what happens when I no longer exist.
Yeah, yeah, imagine if this no longer existed. What would you do then? What would you do then if WFMU no longer existed?
You know what you'd do? You'd be sad and you'd cry. Because it would be a sad thing. But this is the WFMU 2008 Marathon. This is the second and final week of the best show. We are here doing this to raise money to keep WFMU solvent for another year, to keep us on the air. We are listener-sponsored. We are not a radio station that is part of any sort of NPR organization. We are not a radio station that takes corporate funding or government grants. We are listener-sponsored. The way we stay on the air is by you doing the right thing and calling up and pledging. That's how we keep it going. And so it's up to you to do your part right now. You pledge online at 800-WFMU.org or pick up the phone, call. We got a room full of phone volunteers right now. 800-989-9368. Minimum pledge of $75 or more automatically gets you the best show on WFMU. We did it again, Fun Pack, which consists of a t-shirt, which is an amazing t-shirt, by the way. I'm about to announce, I will announce later.